I want to talk about a table. Not just any table. The table that causes more check ride stumbles, more confused looks in ground school, and more arguments on flying forums than almost anything else in the regulations. I'm Pattern, this is Traffic Pattern on Radio Hangar, and today we're going to walk through VFR weather minimums together until they actually make sense. Before we get into it, quick shout out to our friends at AviationSoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of this journey. First, solo, private pilot, instrument, commercial. Great way to mark the milestones that matter. AviationSoul.com. All right. FAWR are 9155, basic VFR weather minimums. If you have been through any ground school at all, someone has handed you a table. It has rows and columns, airspace class across the top, flight visibility down one side, cloud clearance on the other. And it looks at first glance like someone just made up a different number for every possible combination and called it a regulation. Here is what I wish someone had told me when I was studying for my private. The table is not random. There is a logic to every single number in it. And once you understand that logic, the table almost writes itself. So let us start from the beginning. The core principle behind all of VFR flight is called see and avoid. The idea is simple. If you can see other traffic and maneuver away from it, you are safer than if you cannot. All of these minimums exist to preserve your ability to do exactly that. They are not hoops to jump through, they are the floor below which see and avoid stops working. The two things that kill see and avoid are low visibility and clouds. Low visibility means you cannot see far enough ahead to react in time. Clouds mean a faster aircraft could be descending toward you from inside that cloud and you would never know until it was too late. The numbers in the table exist to protect against both of those failure modes. With that in mind, let us walk through each airspace class. Class Alpha starts at flight level 180, which is 18,000 feet mean sea level, and the rule here is the simplest one in the whole table. There is no VFR in Class Alpha, period. The airspace is instrument rules only. You need an instrument rating, an instrument-equipped aircraft, and an ATC clearance. There is no minimum visibility for Class Alpha because you simply cannot fly VFR there. Next, Class Bravo is where something interesting happens. Class Bravo surrounds your major airline airports, and the visibility requirement is 3 statute miles. But the cloud clearance? Clear of clouds. Not 1,000 feet above, not 500 feet below, just clear. Now, why would the busiest, most complex airspace in the system have the loosest cloud clearance? It seems backwards. The answer is radar. Inside Class Bravo, you have an ATC clearance to be there. That controller knows exactly where you are. They are watching you on radar. The system is providing separation. The see and avoid problem is being managed. Not just by you, but by the whole infrastructure around you. So, the traditional buffer around clouds becomes less critical. 3. Statute miles visibility, clear of clouds. That is Class Bravo. Class Charlie and Class Delta follow the same standard. 3. Statute miles visibility, 1,000 feet above the clouds, 500 feet below the clouds, 2,000 feet horizontal from clouds. Pilots often remember this as the 1-5-2 rule. 1,000 above, 500 below, 2,000 horizontal. That sticks in your head pretty well. And the reasoning is similar to Class Bravo, but one step down. You have talked to ATC, you have a transponder with altitude encoding. They know you're there, but you do not have the full radar separation guarantee that Bravo provides. So you need that buffer around the clouds to account for traffic that could pop out of the soup without warning. Now we get into Class Echo. And this is where the table splits. Class Echo covers a lot of sky, from the surface at some airports up to 18,000 feet mean sea level. The minimums inside Class Echo depend on one thing. Altitude below 10,000 feet mean sea level. Class Echo requires 3 statute miles visibility and the same 1-5-2 cloud clearance, 1,000 above, 500 below, 2,000 horizontal. At or above 10,000 feet means sea level. Both numbers go up. Visibility jumps to 5 statute miles, and the cloud clearance becomes 1,000 feet above, 1,000 feet below, and 1 statute mile horizontal. Why does everything get stricter above 10,000? Closure rate at altitude. Aircraft are moving faster. A turbine aircraft cruising above 10,000 feet closes on another aircraft at a rate that a Cessna 172 in the pattern never approaches. You need more reaction time. More time means more distance. More distance means better visibility and a bigger buffer around those clouds. So in Class Echo below 10,000, 3 and 1-5-2, at or above 10,000, 5 and 1-1-1. Those are good benchmarks to keep in your head. Now, Class Golf. Class Golf is uncontrolled airspace, no ATC, no radar separation, no one watching out for you, just you and whatever else is sharing that piece of sky. This is where the table gets a little more involved, but I promise the logic is still there. Class golf minimums depend on two things, altitude and time of day. Let us take daytime first, because daytime is where class golf gives you the most flexibility. If you're in class golf, and you are at or below 1,200 feet above the ground, and it is daytime, your visibility minimum is 1 statute mile, and the cloud clearance is clear of clouds. That is the most permissive set of minimums in the entire table, 1 mile and clear of clouds.
Here is why.
Think about where class golf near the surface actually exists. We are talking about rural areas, below the floor of controlled airspace, often away from busy corridors. Traffic density is low, and in daylight with clear of clouds, you can look around you and see what is out there. 1 statute mile is enough to spot traffic and react at the speeds typical near the ground. If you go above 1,200 feet above the ground, but you are still below 10,000 feet mean sea level, and it is daytime, still 1 statute mile and clear of clouds. Daytime in class golf below 10,000 is that straightforward, 1 mile, clear of clouds. Now it changes at night. At night, 1 statute mile is not enough. You simply cannot see as far. Traffic lights are harder to spot against a dark background. Depth perception is unreliable, and your reaction time to what you do see is slower. So at night in class golf below 10,000 feet, the minimums jump to 3 statute miles and the full 152 cloud clearance. 1,000 above, 500 below, 2,000 horizontal. Same as class Charlie and class Delta. At night in class golf, you hold yourself to that standard, even without any controller telling you to. That is the regulation. And honestly, it makes a lot of sense when you think about what night does to your ability to see and avoid. And if you're at or above 10,000 feet mean sea level in class golf, day or night, it is 5 statute miles and 111. Same as class Echo above 10,000. Once you're up high, it is 5 and 111 regardless of controlled or uncontrolled. Let me give you an anchor to hold the whole thing together. Start with this number, 3 and 152, 3 statute miles, 1,000 above, 500 below, 2,000 horizontal. That is the standard VFR minimum for Class Charlie, Class Delta, and Class Echo below 10,000. It applies in most of the sky most of the time. If you remember nothing else from this segment, remember that number. Then remember the exceptions that branch off from there. Class Bravo loosens the cloud clearance to clear of clouds because radar separation is already in place. Class Golf during the day below 10,000 tightens the visibility down to 1 statute mile with clear of clouds because traffic density near the surface in daylight is low enough to manage it. Class Golf at night below 10,000 brings you back up to the full 3 and 152. Because night degrades your vision significantly above 10,000 anywhere, it is 5 and 111 because closure rates go up. And Class Alpha, no VFR at all. Now there is one more piece worth covering, and it comes up on check rides regularly. Special VFR. If the weather at a towered airport drops below basic VFR minimums, there is a provision in the regulations that allows you to operate in that controlled airspace anyway, with as little as 1 statute mile visibility and clear of clouds. It is called special VFR, and it requires an ATC clearance. A few things to know about it. You have to request it. ATC does not offer special VFR. Pilots ask for it. At night, special VFR requires the pilot to be instrument current and the aircraft to be instrument equipped. That is a big qualifier, and some airports prohibit special VFR entirely. You will find that noted in the chart supplement as no SVFR. Class Bravo airports are typically on that list. The airman certification standards for the private pilot certificate want you to know these minimums cold. Not just the numbers, but why they exist and how to apply them. Your examiner may put you in a scenario. You're planning across country. The forecast shows scattered clouds at 4,000 feet and visibility around 4 statute miles. Are you legal? It depends entirely on what airspace you're flying through and whether it is day or night. 4 miles is above the 3-mile standard in most airspace. But if you are heading through class golf at night and the visibility drops below 3 miles, that is a no-go, even though it would have been fine in daylight. Here is the practical mindset. Before every cross-country, think about the airspace you'll be flying through and check the minimums that apply. If the forecast puts you anywhere near those numbers, that is a conversation to have before you start the engine. The table gives you the floor, your judgment gives you the margin, and here is something I genuinely believe. The moment you find yourself calculating whether you're just barely legal, that is the weather asking you a question. The answer is usually to stay on the ground and try again tomorrow. Information in this segment comes from Title 14 of the Code of Federal Regulations, Part 91, Section 155, and the FAA Airman Certification Standards for the Private Pilot Certificate. You can find more at RadioHangar.com. Know your numbers, know the logic behind them. See you next time.